how's your feeling?
Okay. Okay, so if people want to give us some feedback on how you're feeling, if you want to punch it in the Q&A section, that would be great. Let us know. Now, Dennis, I just want to clarify, because when we were in there, you were saying first to balance, and then you said reset. Was that correct?
Yeah, no. The first thing is realign. A lot of
realign.
People
thank you.
Have
realign.
Have the pineal gland is not sitting correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to realign that first.
Right.
So you should be able to feel your pineal gland. The pineal gland is at the back of the midbrain. So you should be able to feel those movements.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's in the correct position, then it's stuck. Then it stays there.
Right.
You see, a lot of people have banging their heads, and that because of that vibration, they move the pineal gland off a bit.
Now, do you think it's beneficial to when you're giving the command first to realign, and then giving the command to reset? Do you think it's beneficial to first do that in your first mother tongue, or does not matter?
No, it does not matter.
Okay.
But, no, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, so that's good. So that, for all of you listening, I have just cut that section out so that if you want to listen to it again, there are lots of downloads coming in 2014, and I do believe that a lot of it will be to further wake up, to remove veils from the pineal gland. So I do recommend you doing that as much as possible. That will also help you stay centered, and it helps to open up the third eye and to, see at a different level what is going on. Now, I think, God bless you, Naomi, she just emailed me the information on the DNA Reset Seminar. So I will post that on the website so that those of you that are in the Toronto area and will want to come and see it. So it's this Sunday, and usually James, for those of you that are in the Toronto area, James always hosts a free seminar on the first Sunday of the month. So for this month, it'll be this coming Sunday, March 2nd, and from 2 o'clock to about 3:15-ish, it will be in English, and then from 3:30 to about 5 o'clock, it's in Cantonese, and the location is a little health store, which is called NJ Health, at 3616 Victoria Park Avenue. I will resend it so that you guys all have it, and it is a DNA reset or information on the DNA. So we will, for those of you that cannot make it live, maybe the next time we do the live call in the month of March, we'll focus on the DNA. But as James said, since the master cell is contained in the pineal gland, then when you're doing the pineal reset, you're also doing a DNA reset. Okay, for those of you that I know that are listening to this all over the world. Anything else you want to say about that, James?
Yeah, since we did the reset today, just watch out your emotion may be brought up to service.
Mm-hmm.
And you may get some tired. Feeling tired, so just relax and things will go by.
Right. Is it good to use the HAP technique for?
No, these are different things.
It's a different thing. So just let the emotions go.
Just let the emotion go.
Okay. All right.
Because this sometimes this thing is bring back some of your past life emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends how deep we got hit tonight.
Yeah, we got hit tonight with a lot of energy too.
Yeah.
So it's all perfect how we're doing this tonight. So just be gentle with yourself. Know that as you realign the pineal and then reset it, that as James said, there could be some really old emotions, past life emotions, that come up. So just you could, may also be feeling a bit tired, possibly. I'm not saying that you will, I'm just saying possibly. So if you do experience that over the next little while, just let it go. And also with all these energies coming in from the sun, it would be doing that to you anyway. So if you do find yourself in that kind of a bit of an emotional funk or an emotional roller coaster, that's fine. Just let it ride its way through. Just, you know, be the observer in it versus getting caught in it. And if you're feeling tiredness, then that's okay. Just let it, it will pass. Anything else you want to say on that, James?
No, this is perfect. Because from last Saturday
yep.
to now, the energy is really too strong for a lot of
mm-hmm.
people, me included. It was too strong for me. I was very tired on Sunday. Just don't want to do anything whatsoever on Sunday. But unfortunately, I was teaching in Ottawa. And really killing me. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Sunday was a pretty big hit, and I felt that one too.
Yeah.
And it was pretty intense. Okay, so we're going to move on now to the one-on-one sessions. Everybody is welcome to stay. There's always a wealth of knowledge that's being passed on. I recommend you listening to it and passing it on. The first person that we're going to work, I'm just going to call out the name so that people know if you're listening on the webcast when you'll need to move on to the phone. The first person we're going to work with is Linda. Then we'll go to Rob. Then Wilma. Then Natalie. Then Mariam. And Jenny. And then last person will be Alex. Okay, just so you guys know, that's the order we'll be working with. I'll be calling it out so that you have it, so that you know when to get on, but just so that you have an idea. Okay, so let's, hold on, I just lost my control panel. One second, everybody. Okay, folks. Okay, so James, can we look at, so I know that Linda is not able to be on this call, and that was my mistake. My apologies. As James talked about, yeah, the energy was intense and scrambled a lot of stuff. So I kept saying this call was Tuesday because normally James is not available on a Wednesday, but I wasn't available yesterday. So we moved it to Wednesday. So thanks, James. So unfortunately, Linda, who was going to be on the call tonight and was on the call last night, wasn't available. And she's all the way in Australia. So we're still going to look at what she was asking our assistance with. So let me just bring up Linda's picture. So James, you got that?
Yeah, I got it.
So Linda was asking specifically if you for weight, but also if you can please scan her and see if there's anything else that you see that she needs assistance with.
No, it's okay. She's doing fine. So all I did is reset her hypothalamus for the weight control.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you that are also experiencing weight questions, we did a hypothalamus reset maybe 2 or 3 months ago, If you go up to Masterpiece Life site, you'll see it on the clearings and activations. So once you reset your hypothalamus, and you can do that, especially as the energies are coming in, a lot of stuff just keeps moving a lot. So you can do it again, Linda. So a note would be to, when you are eating, just notice how you feel kind of just below the sternum. And when you start to have a sensation of being full, then just stop eating. Right? So you'll find that over time, the weight will start peeling off. So just pay attention to how you feel when you eat. Right? Also, I'm sure everybody knows, when you tend to sit still for a very long time, the hypothalamus starts to shut off metabolism. Especially for those of us that spend a lot of time at the computer, it's always good to get up, walk around, just do something physical to get movement starting again. It's important for the body in general, but hypothalamus, I think it last stats that I looked at talked about that shuts off almost 40% when you're spending 4 to 5 hours sitting at a computer. It turns off by 40%. So it's important to get up, walk around, give yourself lots of breaks. And, of course, that's advice that I don't follow, but I'm giving it to you, Linda. All right. Anything else with that, James, or should we move on?
Move on.
Okay. So now we're going to move to Rob. So, Rob, if you can please hit star 2 on your phone to raise your hand so I can see you. I think I see you already. Yes. Okay. 1 second, Rob. I'm going to open the line and put you live. Hey, Rob. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Robert. So you were saying you were on the call last time and you were asking for assistance with your knee and that it's better. Go ahead.
Much improved.
Excellent. And so you wanted to look at that again and also your eyesight.
Hearing a bit and ensure the knee continues to stay supported.
Okay. So why don't you just sit back and relax.
Okay. Well done.
Okay. How do you feel? How do you feel, Rob?
Listening.
Okay. So just let that settle in. I know James is working on your knee.
No, I didn't work on his knee. I worked on his neck.
The neck.
The knee was okay now. Just a little bit of readjustment. But the neck, especially on the right side, is causing him a lot of problem because it was twisted. So I just reset the neck. Things starting to flow. Okay?
Is there anything you want him to do in it as a daily practice, James?
No. The neck was twisted at the top bone. I think it is the
atlas.
The C3, C4. It was a little bit twisted, so I just reset that one.
Okay, and that would actually, if it's pinched that high up, Rob, it would cause problems with hearing and seeing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because the communication is not flowing properly. So once that starts to flow, then there'll be more energy coming into the eyes and the ears. And that should improve. Now, having said that, a lot of people, because of the energy shifts, are experiencing a lot of tingling in the ears and a lot of dizziness. A lot of ringing in the ears. I've had so many emails asking questions about that. So, you know, when whatever meditation practice you're in the habit of using, Rob, or whatever kind of like centering technique you're in the habit of using, when you do that, first call on, as we did in the beginning of this program, call on the energies from August the 4th, which was a major, major love download. So call on that, and also call on the sun. Right? That will help you stabilize with all the energies coming through. Okay, also
thank
with the
you.
DNA reset. All right. So for those of you that are experiencing a lot of high pitch ringing in your ears, dizziness, nausiness in the ears, a lot of people are having it right now. A lot of people. So just know that's because of the frequencies. Okay. All right, Rob?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening. Okay, the next person is Wilma. So, Wilma, honey, if you can please star 2 to raise your hand, that'd be great. Then I can find you. I'll just give her a minute. Perfect. Okay. Hey, Wilma.
Hello.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine.
Great.
I'm a little, I don't know if the word is antsy or... I'll tell you what's happening. The last time James said something about seeing a blue line and he wanted to pull the imprint and he couldn't. So since then I've been asking, am I ready yet to pull the imprint? And I've been feeling a lot of cooling in my in my forehead area. And this afternoon I redid the hypothalamus reset again. And after I did that, I had this sensation that was really funny of, you know, those when you receive an envelope or when you open a package for a kid that it has to, you pull on the tab, like you have to tear it open to get inside. So anyway, after I thought that was funny, and then just before the call started, and then when I was thinking I didn't feel anything when you were doing the pineal reset, but then I asked again the question, am I ready to pull the imprint? And I got a picture of almost like a Band-Aid. So, and the thought came to me that maybe it's that I can't pull the imprint myself. You know how when you see somebody has to pull the Band-Aid off for someone else?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'm just sharing with you what's happened with me between last call and this call as far as my working with that little blue line that James had seen.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. So why don't you just sit back and relax?
No, then what happened now? You just...
Sorry?
Now my eyesight hasn't changed or anything, but I'm feeling the like since the call started, I'm feeling in all across my forehead. I can feel it's not a pain, but it's like a like I can feel a sensation there all
like
across
throbbing?
My forehead,
like
a throbbing. That's it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, your imprints have disappeared.
It's really weird when you started, when you went silent, I felt like a whoa. All down the front of my body, I felt a lot of energy moving. So if you're saying the imprint has disappeared, there's still something else I have. Oh, but you know what, though? Like I can, my glasses seem to be clearer, but when I lift them up, my eyesight is not, like my actual eyesight is not clearer. Isn't that interesting?
Well, sometimes it just takes time for the energy to flow back into the eyes to nourish the eyes.
Okay. But James, you think you can see that the imprint is gone?
I think he's still looking, yes, so just give him a minute.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Antonio.
Yep.
I just lost you guys.
Oh, did you? So
we thought you were working on me.
No, I did. But you were telling me something, and then suddenly I couldn't hear a word you say.
Okay.
I was working on your imprint.
Yeah, I think you told me the imprint had disappeared, and I was telling you the sensations I was feeling when you went silent. So does that mean that you've seen the imprint is gone, and so that I should
yeah, I see it's gone.
Okay.
It's no longer on your photo just now.
Okay. So I should just keep working on energetically trying to restore my eyesight?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, so,
okay.
So restoring your eyesight, right?
Okay.
As opposed to trying to restore.
Perfect.
There's a big difference in the words. Great. And James, what I was saying was that it takes a little bit of time for the energy, like once the energy starts flowing and feeding the eyes, and it takes a bit of time for the eyes to rebuild up.
Okay.
Now,
is there anything I should be doing?
Yeah, I know you are sensitive. So do you feel the energy actually going to your eyes?
I do, yes. Like
yes.
It's very interesting. It feels like what I was feeling in my forehead is seeping backwards behind my eyes down into my eyes. It's weird to explain.
No, I know that. I can see it from the photo here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Awesome. Good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next person is Natalie. So, Natalie, if you can please go hit star 2 to so that I can find you and open up your line, please. And I'll open. Great. Hey, Natalie, you're live.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. So you were requesting that your kidneys, spleen, meridian is weak. So you've been having kidney stones, liver pain, and thyroid issues.
Yes.
With tired, low energy, hair loss, and cold hands. And then the mood swings. Okay. And then lots of anxiety, and you're not able to meditate.
Yes.
Okay. So just relax.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
Hello.
Dave.
Oh, did I lose you guys just for quite
a few minutes ago? No, I just I just had my line muted so that you wouldn't hear all my noise in the background while you're working on Adley.
Oh, okay. Natalie, can you tell me whether your feet are always cold?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now let me fix the problem first. You also identified you have kidney stones. Is that on the right side, right kidney?
They're both sides, no, but one had more, like three.
Yeah, it's on the right side or on the left side?
I think it was the right side.
Yeah, okay. Got that. Okay, what I did is to reset your, to realign your tailbone. And now you should be able to feel the energy actually going down to both legs.
I feel tingling, yes.
Yeah. Because I just reset all your energy, so let it settle down, and that's the cause of the problem. It's your tailbone was not pointing at the right place. That's how I know your right kidney is having more stones. Okay?
Okay.
Just let the energy settle down for a couple of days and see what happens.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
That's exactly where her major problem is. That's the root of all her problem.
Mm. So maybe one time what we'll do, James, is we'll do a spinal alignment online. Because a lot of people, I know that, you know, in the sessions that we've done, in the courses, often we found that the spine and the tailbone is off, and that sets a lot of things off. So maybe I'll make a note that we'll do a spinal alignment.
Okay.
I think that would be a good one. That will help a lot of people and also be able to have a lot of the energies flow up and down the spine correctly. And that's a good one to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once the tailbone is aligned properly, the energy will actually flow down to the leg. That's why I asked her whether her leg is cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll make a note of that. We'll do a call on that, guys. Okay, the next person is Mariam. So Mariam, I mean, if you can raise your hand, then I can open up your line. And after Mariam, we'll move to Jenny and then Alex. So Mariam, I mean, if you can hit star 2 on your telephone, and that will open up your line for me. Okay. We'll give Mariam another bit.
Did I look at her thyroid in the class?
I think when we did the class, you were working mostly on her back for the herniated disc. So I don't know that we did thyroid work on her during the class. So I got to referring to Mariam did level 1 of Qigong back in October with us. So that's what we're talking about here. I don't see your hand coming up. So do you want to work on her anyway and I'll give her feedback, or do you want to move on to the next person, James?
Just give me a minute to look at that thyroid.
All right.
Yeah, she does have problem. Okay. And she's not on the call?
No, I don't I know she was gonna be on the call. Something must have happened.
Okay. So we'll leave that. We'll move on.
Okay, so we'll address her separately after. Okay. So then let's move on to Jenny. So, Jenny, if you can please hit star 2 on your telephone to open the line. And then the last person we'll move to will be Alex. Okay? So, 1 second. Hi, Jenny, honey.
Hello. How are you?
Good, sweetheart. So,
hello, Jane.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good.
So, Jenny, you wanted... Sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead, Dave.
Didn't I look at your problem in class?
You did say that there was a problem on the left side of my intestines, I believe, yes.
Yes. And...
Yes, and since then it had kind of progressed, and I've been to a naturopathic doctor who has put put me on a gluten-free diet and a dairy-free diet. And I'm on numerous homeopathic drops and things like that, but there's still something going on.
But you're complaining, Jenny, that you had a lot of gas and a lot of pain and bloating.
Yeah.
And every time you eat something, there's a lot of gas, pain, and bloating, despite being off gluten and off dairy.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's due to the large intestine. No?
Still is, eh?
Yeah. Okay. I think I find your problem.
Yes.
But it's due to your karma. If you on the left hand side.
Yes.
At the top of the hip bone.
Okay.
Then from your nipple line all the way down to the top of the hip bone on the left side.
Okay.
Just around your large intestine area. That's a little bit harder than everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because your karma. Now, if you press a little bit deeper.
Press deeper?
Yeah.
Yes?
On the nipple line.
So the nipple line down.
So if you were to where you would find the prepubescent nipple, right?
Okay.
So if you from that and then follow that line down. So the location of the prepubescent nipple and then draw a line down to just above the hip bone.
Okay.
So press on that.
Okay. I'm pressing.
What's your fine?
Well, I don't feel anything in particular. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, there I feel something. Well, just a little bit of discomfort, but a little bit of pain there on the left, yeah.
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 Okay. Okay, so that's all you have to do, just to touch that.
Okay.
Touch the pot. Do you feel a pulsation there?
Mm.
Or you feel any warmth or any sensation down there, except the pain?
I'm just pressing. No, I don't.
But what I see from the picture, I can see the energy is not actually moving.
Hmm. Okay. Did you say because of karma?
Yeah.
Karma.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It just means the balancing of your lives, right? Your previous lives and now this
okay.
one. What needs to be balanced out by the soul.
Okay.
No. So all you have to do is say, hey, forgive and forget.
Okay.
Yeah, let go.
While you're pressing that part and just say forgive and forget and see how it goes.
Okay.
So, and how often do you want her to do that, James? Like every day? Here and there?
Just do whenever you feel doing it.
Whenever it comes to my mind to do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And how about the phobia that seems to be arising lately about the cancer.
What?
It's just something that's been on my mind an awful lot lately, and I really don't know why. I'm thinking maybe it's a leftover from my husband's cancer. I don't know, but it's there's a lot of people around me in my life that is getting cancer, and then from there, whenever I get an ache or a pain, I get rather, scared that means I have cancer.
Since you're coming for level three is what? A couple of weeks?
About 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks.
Then I can have a closer look. I couldn't tell from the picture here. Okay?
Okay.
When you are face to face, I can confirm one way or the other. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean if I have any cancer in my body, you mean? Or
yeah.
About the phobia? Really?
Both.
Okay.
Because cancer usually leaves a very specific color in your aura.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So he'll just have more, he'll be able to have more clarity if you're in front of him.
Okay.
And, with all the energies happening right now, and,
yes.
With the pineal reset, a lot of it is to release old fears, right?
Right.
And the old denser emotions.
Right.
So.
It could be, it's just that coming up.
It could be part of that coming up too, just
yeah.
See it going.
Yeah, kind of a, like I feel it may be a leftover from my husband, so.
Could be. Yeah, just,
okay.
just feel it and see it and then have a go.
Okay, thank
right.
you so much.
All right, sweetheart. You take
all
care.
Right. You Lots too. Bye.
You. Okay, bye. Okay, and the last person for tonight is Alex. So, Alex, if you can please hit *2 to raise your hand, and then I can open up your line. So, just give Alex a moment to do that.
No, I don't think he's on.
Yeah, I don't think he's on either.
Okay. So that complete today.
Oh, no, he just came. Hold on. He just opened. He just came on. 1 second. Alex?
Hello.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you're just asking for, you were having a lot of pain. So why don't you let James know what you're experiencing?
Sure. Thanks. I'm experiencing inflammation of the skin. Very itchy and actually painful. Producing a lot of scale. Mostly on my scalp and other parts of my body.
Okay. When did that happen?
I'm sorry?
When did that happen?
I've had it for maybe about 10 years that I can recall. And it's sometimes it looks like it's going to get better, but then it actually gets a lot worse.
So when you're looking at that skin, what color does it show? Is that light green?
It's white.
White.
Or pink.
Alex, picking up a lot of background noise. Could you move to a little bit where it's a little bit more quiet?
We're like in the middle, we're in the corner of Tim Hortons, like we're in the very back corner.
That would be you, Lucy. Okay. All right, got it.
Everything is not working, so we're huddling.
Okay, fair enough.
So what happened 10 years ago, before the skin break off?
What happened 10 years ago?
Yeah. Something happened to you, right?
Like on a health level?
No, just no. Overall life level.
Oh, I see. I don't recall anything in particular.
Remember anything emotional standing out?
Not in particular, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Alex, I don't know about your skin problem, but I just reset all your structure. Your hip okay. seems to be twisted, so I reset that. So your hips, legs, and pain would disappear.
Okay.
Now your skin issues looks like around that time when you break off, you have something happened to you. You have. So what happened about 10 years ago? How old were you then?
It's difficult to think about when I noticed this condition. It seemed to have resided in my hand, actually, and it was very, very irritating, and it actually disappeared and seemed to have moved to another part of my body.
Absolutely, I know that.
Yeah, and just recently it's kind of decided to stay on top of my scalp. I'm 28 now. I'm
so
trying 18. To think about 10 years.
You could have been about 18.
I guess about 18, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what happened around that time. First apartment.
Nope. Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Many different jobs. different schools.
Yeah, that's a worry. That brings that up. It's
so,
an emotional issue.
So were you maybe in a period of lots of worrying?
Yeah, you can say that. I don't worry nearly as much now, though.
Yeah, but... no, that's good. But at that time...
Mm-hmm.
At that time, we worried too much.
Okay.
And your body reacts. And your immune system actually now attacking your skin. And since then, they haven't slowed down. Now, so all you have to do is actually slow down and relax and reset your immune system to better health status, and things will disappear.
All right.
The less worry you have, it will not surface. Now, recently you have it coming back on again?
It seems to flare up every once in a while.
Yeah.
Make it going away.
If you tie that up to the timing, so when you are worried, it comes back on.
I see.
Now, to do that...
Try to worry less.
Yeah, no. You have to fix the problem. The way to do that is to have your finger, the third finger, the middle finger, put
okay.
between your eyebrow and push it up.
Mm. So Lucy can show you how to do that. Remember how to do the stress release? So for those of you...
Yeah.
So James, you go ahead, and then I'll re-explain it again for everybody else
okay.
that's listening.
Now, when you do that, you'll find yourself in a relaxed state. Then you tell your brain, just say, okay, this is the new level of stress.
Okay.
You have to reset your stress level.
Yeah.
To a normal status, you have to keep on doing that.
Okay.
Okay.
So everybody else that's listening, what James is talking to about is if you take your third finger and you put it so that the tip of your finger is on your forehead in between the middle point of your brows, so kind of where both your brows would meet, just above the bridge of your nose. And then you just push or pull, actually push upwards. And what that does is that sends lots of energy into your pineal, sorry, into your hypothalamus and into the pineal. And if you just breathe with it and hold it there just for a bit, you should feel your body relaxing. So that's releasing stress. So that's great for everybody to know. It's great to know when you feel yourself in a stressful situation. And what you're doing then is you're releasing that stress. And then what James is having Alex do is then tell your body, okay, you know, reset to a new, calmer, peaceful level. All right, so then can you try doing that right now, Alex? Lucy can show you.
Yep.
Okay now?
Okay.
All right.
So then just do that stress reset. Anytime you're feeling kind of starting to tense up or start to worry about something, just do that.
Okay, great.
It'll help. It lowers the cortisone level in the body so that you can actually, you know, rest up again.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Okay, so that's everyone for tonight's program. Thank you for being here. I will send out the replay as soon as possible. Do feel free to use the pineal reset whenever you're drawn to do that. I will, please do stay tuned to your email so that you can know about the next programs. For those of you that have done level one with us, then level three starts the Saturday of March 22nd. So looking forward to seeing everybody then. And for those of you that are in the Toronto area and want to come out and see James, once again, this Sunday, March the 2nd, I will send that information all out in the email with the replay so that you can access it, all right? But it will be, hold on. I have too many email accounts here. Sorry. it will be starting at 2 o'clock. All right, so I'll look forward to that. And once again, everybody, so James, thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much for assisting everybody. And we look forward to being together with you again. And in the meantime, just know that this next little while, there's a lot of emotion coming through. It's normal to have a lot of emotions come up. Just release it if you're feeling more tired or maybe possibly even anxious. That's okay. Just be the observer. Just watch it like you're watching somebody else. Release it. You know, do use the tools that we have up on the site. Everything is up in the clearing and activation section, whether it's the HAP reset, the love download, today the pineal reset. Everything is up there. Please do use it. Just to help you to always, you know, come back to peace is really what it is. Come back to your natural state of peace and love, and that way everything just then flows. Anything you want to add to that, James?
Just good night.
I think James is really tired
too,
I know. I know, I've been tired too. So good night, everyone. Lots of love to you, and we look forward to connecting with you again. Have a super evening, and sending you all our love. Namaste.
All right.
Good night, everybody.